klikki makka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey everybody, welcome back to One Savior and a Cheeseburger. I'm your host, Rob, the double B, along with my sidekick as always, Kurt Lee. How you doing, Kurt?
Rob, I am fan-freaking-tastic today.
Okay.
Wonder why?
Why?
Because I'm going to stuff myself full of turkey and dressing on Thursday. And if this is posted after, then I already have me a full belly.
Yeah, so... Yeah, well, technically Thanksgiving's Thursday, but this will be posted on Monday after.
We're recording a few ahead of time because of work and life and the pandemic and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So, Rob.
Kurt.
I have a quote from a great philosopher from my generation I want to start with.
Generation today. What?
Great philosopher from the 90s.
Okay.
And he said, do you want to know what he said, or do you want to know the philosopher first?
Let me know what he said first.
It is time.
That's it?
That is his philosophy. It is time. The philosopher is Rafiki the baboon. He's referring to it is time in Lion King that Simba take the throne. I'm referring that it is Christmas time. It is time to talk about Christmas music, my brother. It makes me happy. It makes me jolly. We're talking about Christmas music today, my friend!
Yes, we are. And we're all about the jolliness of Christmas music. Kurt and I have been listening to Christmas music for...
October 30th!
Yeah, as soon as it was available. To the much begrudging of our spouses. Yeah, we listen... We're Christmas nerds, so...
Yeah, definitely. I'm an elf.
Yep, and I'm Santa Claus, so works out really well.
Yes.
So.
All right, so today we're going to talk about the top Christian Christmas songs based around Jesus. We're going to talk about the non-Christian songs.
Yep.
That are just fun, holiday, in the mood.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about the worst. And I'm going to apologize because Rob's going to make me rant about something. And I might get a little overheated. I'm highly caffeinated. And I'm just apologizing now.
I wasn't even going to bring it up. I wasn't. I was going to let you do your thing. I wasn't going to mention those songs. Because I know how much they push your buttons.
It's not a hate. It's a loathe. I loathe these songs.
Okay. Well, we'll get to those in a second.
Yes. Let's start. You want to do religious or non-religious first?
Let's do non-religious first. And let's start at number 10 and work our way to number 1.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the Christian...
So, my number 10, I love the 12 Days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the renditions of them. Like, Jeff Foxworthy's Redneck Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Twisted Sister's 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
And also, you know, Reliant K's version of 12 Days of the original version is pretty good. So, that's always a holiday classic.
I didn't put these in any particular order. But, well, since you talked about the 12 Days of Christmas, I'll go with the 12 Pains of Christmas.
Love the 12 Pains of Christmas! Oh, jeez, now I gotta redo my list!
Yeah, so that's
I should have checked my list twice.
You should have. But yeah, that's one of my favorites. It's hilarious. I mean, it's hilarious. So, if you haven't heard it, Google it, 12 Pains of Christmas.
Why the heck are they blinking?!
Rigging up the lights.
Oh, jeez.
Hangovers.
Buy me something. Song gets more... Oh, like my life just revolves around it more and more each year as a parent.
Yep, definitely. As we get older, we get more crotchety, so...
My next one is from the Duck Dynasty Christmas album. It's called A Ragin' Cajun Redneck Christmas.
Wow, I did not know there was a Christmas album.
Dude, it's fantastic. Uncle Cy sings The Grinch.
Oh my gosh.
I'll let you borrow it. It's actually in Chrissy's car.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Chipmunks' Christmas Don't Be Late.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Which, Now, he sings to a couple... There's a couple different versions
of that. It's the original.
Okay.
The original... Yeah, the original...
So you want the plane that loops to loop?
Yes, that's
right. Do you still want a hula hoop?
Yes, a hula hoop, so...
My next one is... A lot of people don't know this. It's Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Yes, I've heard it.
It's just a fun, goofy kid Christmas song.
Yeah. So if we're going to go that route, I'm going to go with Frosty the Snowman.
That's a good one.
Yep. Frosty the Snowman. The one... hold on. What's his name? He's got the big nose. Oh, never mind. I'll think of it when I'm not trying to think of it. The guy who sings it.
So. Oh. So, my next is actually a kid cartoon song, is Rudolph.
That's my next one.
Because, okay, now when you sang this as a kid, did you sing the echo?
You mean the additional parts? Like,
yes, when it says they never let him play reindeer games.
Like football?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We will go down in history.
Like the Flintstones?
Thank you!
Yeah.
My wife never heard this until we were married, and it's on the Duck Dynasty album. She goes... Yeah. I would always repeat it, and she goes, "What are you singing?" And then they played it. She goes, "Oh, that's actually real."
Yep.
So, yep. Well, I'm glad we're good.
Yep. My next one's Winter Wonderland.
Walking in the winter wonderland. Yeah, I can go with that. I'm okay.
Yep.
My next is The Grinch.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't even think of that one.
And I love Jim Carrey's
The Grinch. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, hands down, best Grinch.
Best Grinch. Best Grinch.
And doesn't he sing that? He's like, "I'm a mead wine."
I'm pretty sure.
Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, I don't think he does the talk. Maybe he does the talking parts. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's always a good one.
Yep. Yep.
I've always loved... It's kind of a two-part one.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle Bells and Jingle Bell Rock.
Okay.
Because Jingle Bell Rock... I mean, Jingle Bells is... Dee, 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 dee. Like, that song's kind of annoying. But... Because I played it so much in band in fifth grade.
Sure, yeah.
And it's just so repetitive. But Jingle Bell Rock, that kind of like... That's Christmas in rock.
Yeah.
It's... You always hear it. And you hear it in the malls and in Walmart and all that.
I'm going to have to go with the Nutcracker Suite.
Ooh!
Simply because it's a concert band thing and it's one of my favorites.
And
so.
TSO does an amazing job.
Does an amazing job, yep. So.
All right, so you ready for a fun one?
What?
I don't know the name of the song, but it's Snoopy's Christmas song where he talks about the Red Baron.
Oh, yeah.
Flying over the enemy lines in Germany. And the Red Baron says, "Merry Christmas, my friend."
Yeah.
I think it's called Christmas Bells? Ringing through the land.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be, yeah. That's everybody knows it as Snoopy's song.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So my wife's favorite, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Love it. That's a fun one.
Yep, definitely a fun one.
Didn't make my top 10, but.
Yep. That's my number, that's my number two.
Oh, so I still got three more.
Okay, go on.
All right. This song goes back to the 90s when my brother worked at the radio station.
Okay.
He would play, because I thought it was funny, Rusty Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Rust and smoke, the heater broke, the door just blew away.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that song anymore because they don't play it.
No, they don't play any of the silly songs anymore.
And it's so good. It's hilarious. And my dad worked at Ford, so it's fun to make fun of Chevy because the blue runs in the blood and...
Mm. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, since you have a couple more, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Is always a good one.
My last two are non-vocal songs. They're both instrumental.
Because you love TSO.
I do.
Yeah.
It's
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, in case
you know. Carol of the Bells.
Yeah.
And Wizards in Winter. I love Wizards in Winter. Probably my number one.
My number one. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Malakaliki Maka.
Oh, wow. I just learned something about my best friend today.
Malakaliki Maka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
And all I think about when I hear that song is Christmas Vacation, him looking out the window thinking of it's snowing, and then he pictures his pool and sees a girl in a bikini, and then he sees Cousin Eddie.
Well, that's not where I got it from, but it's a Hawaiian, and it's, you know, Hawaiian for Merry Christmas.
So. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, I mean, there's so many other good, like, the song from Home Alone.
Oh.
You know.
Yep.
Funny side note, that song played on a Black Friday one year, when I was running through Dick's Sporting Goods to buy the first shotgun they had available, and all I could think about was like, well, this song's so appropriate.
You're such a hillbilly, too. That makes sense.
That shotgun's at your house.
No. Well, thanks. I'm glad you did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
That's a good top 10.
That is.
Yeah, non-Christian. Okay, so let's talk about our top 10 Christian. See, I didn't necessarily take it. I mean, I did take it from a point of view that all these songs were about Jesus and that. But I also looked at it from a Christian artist point of view, too.
Yeah. A couple of mine on. One of mine on here, which is in my top three, actually, is not biblical based, but it has such a great story and a reference of what we're supposed to do to the king.
Nice. I love it. So let's start number 10.
Well, here's the problem. I can only think of 8.
Oh my god.
So give me your 10 and 9, and I might say those are mine.
Okay, 10 is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear by Cutlass.
Ooh, all right. So my number 10.
So I picked, because so many Christian artists have redone these songs over and over and over again. So that's why I did it not just based off of the song, but also the artist, because their renditions are my favorite renditions of those songs. So number 10 was It Came Upon a Midnight Clear by Cutlass, which is kind of older. Number 9 is Silent Night by Matt Maher.
I have Silent Night at my top 10.
Yeah. So those are my 10 and 9.
Yeah. Actually, my number 8 that I think about was Silent Night, just because of what the story says.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know.
Yep.
A silent night, a holy night, all was calm, all was bright, you know? Another one I just thought of, well, I'll say that would be my next, is We Three Kings.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't kings.
No.
They were magi, they were wise men.
And the funny thing is they came from, the Asia province, but they said from Orient, so it's kind of...
The Orient, the Asian...
Yeah, kind of comical.
And they probably didn't see Jesus... At the...
No, they probably... It was they, he was probably like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-ish, I think, is what the research has said, so...
Yeah, not all Christian songs are biblical-based, and they're biblical-accurate. I mean...
Yeah, they're not biblically accurate, but they're definitely, you know, along the guise of being about Jesus.
Yes. So my next is Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Wow, that's an oldie.
Oh, I got some hymns in here.
Yeah, you got some in there?
Yeah, I love the upbeat tempo of Christmas songs. Yeah. The more of the rockish.
Yeah. Well, then you might like this next one. I picked "O Come All Ye Faithful" by Third Day.
Oh, I have. It's on here.
Yeah. "O Come All Ye Faithful" by Third Day is number 8 for me. Yep.
My next one is It's "Come Ye Expected Jesus." It's a newer song, and it's talk about we're awaiting for him to come and his arrival.
Nice.
I don't know the full name, but
you know who it's by?
No, I used to play it at my old church.
Okay.
And this has been 3 years ago.
Okay. Let's see. So, Joseph's Lullaby by Mercy Me.
I don't even know if I know it.
You have to Google it. It is really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we're talking...
Because, the title is Joseph's Lullaby. So, imagine, you know, the stepdad who knows this kid is not his own would be rocking... this boy to sleep.
And we talked about this on our Father's Day podcast.
Yes.
He was like the number one dad.
Yeah, number one dad.
Because how do you... I mean, being a dad's hard.
Right.
Being a stepdad's got to be harder because it's not your
being
kid.
Being a stepdad to Jesus Christ.
I mean... like, hey Mary, where's our kid? I thought you had him. I thought you had him.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we just traveled today, and he's still in the temple.
Yeah.
Like, whoops. Do you yell at him? I was like, I just yelled at the Son of God. Right. Whoops.
Yeah.
So,
and Mary did. She kind of scorned him, like, where were you? I mean, like, we've been gone. And he's like, lady, don't you know I've been about my father's business? So, we digress.
Yes. All right. So, do not think my next one is blasphemy. But it's O Come All Ye Faithful by Twisted Sister. Because they took the song We're Not Gonna Take It, took that melody and tune, starting off with the cowbell, to O Come All Ye Faithful.
Interesting. I'm going to have to Google that. That would be an interesting sound.
It's pretty... Well, especially Dee Snider singing Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. my next one is While You Were Sleeping by Casting Crowns.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds pretty good.
Going old school.
Okay.
Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Okay.
I told you I had some hymns in here.
Yeah, you did. Holy Night. Holy Night by David Crowder.
Oh Holy Night by Barlow Girl.
Wow. That's a little older, yeah.
It's either Barlow Girl or Point of Grace, but them ladies singing almost...
It's probably Point of Grace, then.
It's not a cappella because there's a little strings and stuff in the background, but talk about shivers up your spine. Yeah.
Point of Grace, that's the man. Okay, what's your next one?
All right, my number two.
You're on number two already?
Well, that was... three was my...
That was number five for me.
Okay, so get to your number...
Okay, let me catch up. Number four, I Believe by Natalie Grant. It's a different song. It's not a normal Christmas song, but it's about the same thing. So you have to check that out. Here Comes Heaven by Elevation Worship. It's really good.
I don't know that one. So.
Yeah, these are different ones. So.
Yeah.
So that's number four and three for me. So what's your number two?
It's not a true biblical Christmas song, but the story it tells is Little Drummer Boy.
Mm.
Because he came to see the God incarnate born, and all he had was a drum, and asked if he could play for him.
Yep.
That is giving everything you had to the king.
Yep.
That, to me, that's Christmas.
Yep.
Because we have to have the birth to have the death to have the resurrection.
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going all preacher on us.
You are.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
My number two is Noel by Lauren Daigle and Chris Tomlin.
Yeah. For some reason, that song just is not my cup. The song itself is not in my
cup.
You
have to listen to this version. I don't know if you listen to Lauren Daigle, but her, I mean, when she sings this, I get chills.
Yeah, that's just like Oh Holy Night.
Yeah.
My number one, and it's actually new to me, or newer. It's always been Little Drummer Boy's always been my favorite song.
Yeah.
But O Come Emmanuel.
Yeah. By who? I mean, what you said it was newer for you, so.
It's actually instrumental by August Burns Red.
Hmm.
It's a heavy metal. They're a heavy metal Christian band. They have a t-shirt that says Angry Music for Happy People. And it's just, even the lyrical song of it, it's my new favorite Christmas song. It's played in Toy Story, the Christmas cartoon as well.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know. It's my jam.
My number one is I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day by Casting Crowns. Because it's not just I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. It's a little bit more than that. But, I mean, my goodness, man, I get chills every time I hear it.
Yeah.
So, good top 10.
Yeah, I mean, some of the bands that I would recommend, and Rob said a lot of them, if you like hard music, check out August Burns Red Christmas. They only sing one song, and it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But they have a couple that's just, you know, guitars and drums. And Gary Hoey, H-O-E-Y, is an electric guitar player. He's fantastic. Joe Satriani...
You know, I meant to tell you that the TSO, which is, if you like really cool kind of abstract Christmas music, TSO is where it's at. But they're doing a live in concert...
virtual stream.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's $30.
Yeah, another one that is really good in that same kind of genre... is Mannheim Steamroller.
Yes.
And they use a lot of French horn.
Yes, I love them. But, you know, there's a lot of fun bands out there like Cutlass, Reliant K.
Oh, their Christmas album's fantastic.
They're fun. But, you know, some of the more powerful stuff you're probably going to hear is going to be like Lauren Daigle or Casting Crowns. Mac Powell from Third Day, man.
Dude, his voice is just phenomenal.
Yep.
But I also grew up on, like, country Christmas. Mm-hmm. The Rebas, Trishas, Garth. I mean, that was my... we were a country music family.
Yeah.
So that's when I hear, like, Christmas Cookies by George Strait. That brings back memories of setting the Christmas tree up at Mom and Dad's.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of country music. I mean, I like it. It's okay. It's not, like, my favorite genre, but I don't know any of those songs.
But you can appreciate...
Yeah, for sure.
...the quality, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've always grown up with the traditional Christmas music that you... the Nutcracker Suite and things of that nature. Mm-hmm.
And we played a lot of the songs in band.
Yeah.
I mean, the first song you learn as a drummer is Jingle Bells.
Right.
Because it's dut, 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 dut.
Yeah.
Dut, 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 dut. I mean, my kids can play it.
Right. So, some honorable mentions. Anything by Toby Mac?
No. No, no.
Yep. His Christmas.
Since we're talking about the worst Christmas song, let's just break into the Kurt Ranch, shall we?
Yeah. So I love his Christmas albums. Third Day, their Christmas albums are pretty awesome.
Oh, they're powerful.
Crowder's is pretty awesome.
Crowder does a bluegrass Christmas song too. That's really fun. And on Monday mornings, our Christian station plays his I Saw the Light, I'll Fly Away, every Monday morning.
Yep.
During Christmas time, they do a Christmas hoedown.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's in my blood.
Yep. So, okay, buddy. I know you've been waiting for this moment. And I don't know why. It's like he's taking joy in the situation.
Because it makes you laugh.
It does.
And... his wife likes to... Not only does your wife do it, and you do it, you've got my wife into it.
Yeah, we had to do this. So, Kurt made the biggest mistake several years ago. We've known each other for several years now, but he made the biggest mistake of letting me know his least favorite Christmas song. And I'm going to let him tell the story, but...
I got a couple before we get to the two.
Okay, go ahead.
Wonderful Christmas Time.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gets stuck in your head, and you're just like, stop. Paul McCartney, just stop.
I'm going to tell you mine. Wait, I forgot it now.
My other one is that Amy Grant, No More Tears, No More Wars, That's My Christmas Wish. That's me, guys. Yeah.
All right, so there's other versions of this particular song that are out there that I don't mind. But for whatever reason, this particular song sung by this particular person drives me nuts. I can't stand it.
Okay. I don't know this.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. I can't stand this stupid song. Oh.
Really?
It's horrible.
I like that song.
Listen, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and 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 you. Seriously? That's gross. I'm sick.
Well, now I don't know what to get you for Christmas because I thought you wanted me.
No. Mariah Carey, knock it off.
Well, my kid's song was All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth.
See, I would even take that over this song. The only time I've enjoyed that song was in, I can't even remember the name of the movie, but it's an English movie. But it was, you know, it was good in that song. But
all right, so number one and number two, they're the same. I mean, the hatred is the same.
Like, I get number two, I get it. But you and I have both talked about number one, and I get why you don't like it.
Well, we're just gonna go on to Kurt Rant. So okay. I'm gonna keep it PG. I will try not to use curse words, but I will beat myself out if I have to. And number two, the only version I can stomach is Pentatonix. That's a good Christian album right there.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And especially when they had Ave...
Ave Maria?
No, the guy who could sing bass and up to
tenor. I don't know. My daughters can tell you all
Avi
about
Kaplan
it.
Is his name. Dude, is one of the most amazing voices I've ever heard.
Yeah,
but he's like the original bass in Pentatonix. This is the only version of the song I can stand is, Mary, did you know? The answer is, yes, she did. The angel came and told her in the book of Luke, she knew she was going to have the Son of God. The angel also told Joseph, then, yes, she saw him walk on water. It's in the Bible. Do not sing
but
about...
But she didn't know he was going to walk on water.
She knows now, and she's dead. I'm sorry to all our Catholic viewer listeners out there. She's in heaven. Quit singing about did she know? Because it's in the Bible. So shut it. And to any Christmas Christian station that plays it in there, there's better music out there. Just stop.
So what we have done to torment Kurt is that, like I said, he made the mistake of letting me know he really, as you can tell, does not like this song. And it wasn't this bad when it first started, the fun. But several years ago, I would hear this song and I would record it, or I'd call him and tell him. But I would ask him every Christmas, every time Christmas song started to play, I would text him and go, hey, Kurt.
Did you know?
Did you know?
And I'm like, shut up, Rob.
And now my wife will go on Snapchat and send in Snapchats with the wide face filter.
No, oh no! So then we were being—I don't know if me and my wife were married yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were out to dinner with something, and you texted me, "Did you know?" And I was like, "You mother trucker!" I'm like, "You suck." She's like, "What?" I said, "Freaking Rob!" I'm all getting all. She's like, "What?" I said, read my text. She goes, Kurt, did you know? What does that... And then she smiled. So when she heard it the next day and sends me a text. She goes, hey, babe, did you know?
Ah, yes! And this is why I enjoy this so much. Just because it gets his goat so much, it's unreal. Like, he can't stand it. Like, it's like, shut up! She knew! Yes, she knew! Now she's dead!
Just stop! And, like, if church is singing, I'm like, no!
Yeah, yeah.
No, just no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not even Christmas yet, and I've already gotten this goat. It's not even December, and we've already got you going on it.
Dude, you've had me since October. Because you texted me the first time you heard it.
That's right. That's what I do.
So, the number one worst Christmas song ever in the history of humanity... And if I'm just going to say this, if you're a Christian radio station, stop playing this. Because I will turn it off. Because it's sacrilegious. It's Christmas Shoes. And here's why this song sucks. Because little kid comes in Christmas Eve at closing time. And if you've ever worked retail on the day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and the day after Christmas, your life is a living H-E double hockey sticks. Because it sucks. There's no ifs, ands about it. People are rude. People don't want to pay full price. And guess what? It's Christmas Eve. I don't know how to wrap presents. You're out of luck, buddy. So then you got this kid coming in. Can I buy these shoes for my dying mom? No, you can't. You don't got the money. I'm trying to get home so I can go to Christmas Eve and hear my dad play the guitar. I used to work at retail and growing up, and that's what I do on Christmas Eve. So no, you can't, little dude. And your mom's dying of cancer. My dad died of cancer right around Christmas. So this song can go to hell and stay there. Pardon my French. So no, kid, you can't. Okay, I'm better.
Man, denying this kid his little shoes. For...
Shut up, Rob.
And I do this too.
Because, hold on, by the time he got back to the hospital...
Don't say it, don't you dare say it.
She could be going to heaven already.
Oh, man.
And now he could have spent the last moments of her life holding her hand. And now he didn't get to say goodbye because he's trying to buy a pair of shoes.
Well, he was trying to do, you know, something nice for
her. I don't care!
Yeah, we know. We know.
Are you happy?
I wonder if he knew, though.
Shut up, Rob. I bet his mom's meeting Mary at the Golden Gates.
Yeah. She's probably thinking, man, have you heard about that guy named Kurt? He's a real piece of work.
Well, Christmas Eve, most retailers are a piece of work.
I tell ya. Well, that was great. You feel better?
I don't have a voice now, so glad I don't have to use the phone anymore today.
But do you feel better?
I do feel better.
Good.
So Christmas songs are enjoyable. They make me happy other than those two.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what else makes me happy?
What?
Take a wild guess.
Burgers?
Yes.
Did we have some burger time?
I did have a burger time.
I did, and it was disappointing. So, do tell.
No, we got to... Bad's always got to go first so that we can end on...
This burger ranked up with Mary Did You Know. So, we went to a little country restaurant called Country Inn. It was just me and my mom.
Okay.
She's like, let's go out to dinner. It was right after a funeral.
Okay.
We went to see... He was basically an uncle, but no blood.
Yeah.
He was my dad's best friend.
Yeah.
And it was pretty rough, you know? Because I know what that family's going through around the holidays, because it's been 2 years for me.
Yeah.
And there was pictures of him and dad on the screen and all that. So we're having dinner. I'm like, I want me a big burger. So I got their deluxe burger. No.
No?
Bun, cheese, onion, tomato, and lettuce. That's it. There was nothing deluxe about it. I could have went to Wendy's or Burger King and got the same burger. The bun was toasted. That's it. That's all they had for it. The lettuce was crispy. The tomato was juicy. No mayo, no ketchup, no mustard, no salt and pepper on the burger.
Wow.
It's a 2.
Ooh. Dang, Country Inn.
You would have got a 1 if the bun didn't hold up. But at least it was like nice and toasted. Like it had that nice firmness to it.
Well, I got a chance to go to Red Robin.
Yum.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm at a point where I've almost had almost every burger. I mean, not almost, you know, because some of them kind of repeat their ingredients.
Yeah, like the ones with pico de gallo or the guacamole.
The Whiskey River sauce. I mean, it's good sauce, don't get me wrong, but it's on like 3 of their burgers.
Right, I mean, you got the Whiskey River burger, I think the Cowboy, I think they call it, has the barbecue on it.
And some of these things have like, you know, the burger is great, but then to make it a special burger, it's like caramelized onions.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan, so it's like, what would, you know, if I don't get it with the onions, then what's the point?
Right.
So, but I got the Burning Love Burger.
That I've had before.
So I was like, okay, I need to do something different, and I need to kind of push myself. And it had everything on it. I mean, I didn't mind what was on it, but it was fried jalapeno coins.
Yes.
House-made salsa.
Yes.
Pepper jack cheese.
Yes.
Lettuce tomato.
Hold on, stop. Yeah. Let's backtrack. Pepper jack cheese, side note, my favorite cheese on a burger. You may continue.
Thank you. And lettuce, tomatoes, and then the chipotle aioli sauce.
That is good aioli right there.
And then it's, of course, they got the bun. And then on top of it, it comes with a gigantic jalapeno.
Yes, I was wondering if it's the same burger I had. Yeah. And the knife is through the jalapeno.
Well, it was just a toothpick is what was holding it on.
Oh, see, I actually had it where the knife was dug into it.
It was just a toothpick. But so I removed the jalapeno because I'm not stupid.
Well, you're smarter than I am.
Yeah. And I'm going to give this, I'll give it a, it's Christmas, on Christmas time, I'll give it a 4. It was super good, really good. But because it was so, like, because of the aioli sauce and the salsa, you know, it made it, in the juice of the burger, it made it really, made the bun break down a lot faster. So if they had maybe a different bun, I probably would have given it a better thing. But 4 amens for this one.
Now, question.
Yeah.
I've had that burger, and I've had it where it was so spicy, like it just lit you on fire.
Yeah, no. It was, I mean, you could taste the jalapenos, you know, but did you eat yours with the big jalapeno on it?
I ate half of it, and then I cut that raw jalapeno and put it on it.
Yeah.
But even before that, they would just, the spice.
No, it didn't, it wasn't bad. Now, there is a Mad Love Burger. that's a lot spicier than the Burn and Love burger. At least to me it was, and I've had that, and that was pretty spicy.
Yeah, but I've had ones that lit me on fire at that restaurant.
Yep, but that's my burger time.
All right.
Man, Country Inn, I'm disappointed.
I know. So, Rob, I just thought of this.
Yeah?
It's a Christmas song dedicated to you.
Oh, geez.
This is a Kurt original.
Oh, no.
I'm simply having a wonderful burger time. Simply having a wonderful burger time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love just making goofy little songs and redoing them.
That's nice.
It's one of my hobbies.
That's nice.
Yes. So, Rob, did you know?
I did.
You know the podcast is about to end.
I know.
So we're going to wish you guys a Merry Christmas music.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And hopefully you enjoy. Maybe we'll throw some of these songs up there and who they're by up on the Facebook page.
Yeah. I got a lot of non-traditional, like, Christmas music, like the bands.
Yeah.
The ones I recommend, the August Burns Reds, Gary Hoey, you know, that style, because to me it's bringing Christmas in a different light, because you can't always reach somebody with traditional church music.
Right.
But you put an electric guitar and heavy drums in it,
they're like, whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Like, you know, Christians aren't just piano stuck up organ people. Right. They're actually, you know, tattooed sinners who still believe in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And we're celebrating his birth. I mean, what more joyous thing other than the resurrection can we celebrate?
Yep. So there you have it. It's our top tens Christmas music. And then, of course, Kurt's not so great songs.
My Kurt rant.
His rant. So we hope that you enjoyed this. We'll throw some of these songs up in the names, and maybe we can find some links for you. And until the next time, I am Rob, the Double B, along with my co-host,
the voiceless Kurt Lee from my rant.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Yep. Y'all have a good day. We'll talk to you next time.
Adios, mi amigos and amigas.